From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Washington today, military leaders presented two sharply different views of the situation in Afghanistan. On Capitol Hill, Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the Taliban insurgency is growing. But at the Pentagon, the top ground commander said the Taliban has been contained. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
For months now, there's been growing concern at the Pentagon that the situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. More violence, more support for the Taliban, a growing drug trade. Here's the Pentagon's top officer, Admiral Mullen, a few weeks ago before the House Armed Services Committee.
In Helmand Province alone, violence has risen more than 60%. And according to a recent poll, 23% living in the southwest say people in their area support the Taliban.
Mullen said today he stood by those comments about Afghanistan, appearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We are seeing only mixed progress.
Admiral Mullen has his view, I've got mine.
That was General Dan McNeil, the top commander in Afghanistan, talking to Pentagon reporters today. He says many Taliban leaders have been killed or captured, and the reason for increased fighting is that U.S. and NATO troops are taking the fight to the enemy.
That, more than anything, created the increased levels of violence that are so often referred to in the news, and people fail to realize what caused those. It wasn't a resurgent Taliban.
There are others who disagree with McNeil. Retired Lieutenant General David Barno was the senior commander in Afghanistan for 2 years until 2005.
It appears to be, from the distance, a much more capable Taliban and perhaps a strengthened Taliban from what we faced during the period of time I was there.
In a report released just last week by retired Marine General Jim Jones and veteran U.S. diplomat Thomas Pickering, said Afghanistan was in danger of becoming a failed state. McNeil counters that the Taliban's strength has stayed about the same. That's not to say he doesn't need more help. McNeil needs more NATO troops and trainers, more helicopters, cargo planes. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has pressed NATO to contribute. That didn't work out so well. So now he's sending in 3,200 Marines. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in London today, once again pressing for more NATO help.
As to the alliance, yes, I do think the alliance is facing a real test here, and it is a test of alliance strength.
But McNeil says he'll never get all the troops he needs. The textbook way to fight an insurgency, he says, based on population and landmass, would require well over 400,000 troops in Afghanistan. That's more than double the current number of American, NATO, and Afghan forces combined. So McNeil says he will somehow have to manage the risk. He says the best way to fight an insurgency is to rely on local forces, especially the police. They are the ones who know the territory, know the people. McNeil admitted, though, that the police training effort is lagging.
The police are a bit behind. I would judge, in terms of development, they might be as much as 18 months behind the Afghan National Army.
American officials in Afghanistan say the lack of international police trainers means it will take a year longer to field the 82,000-strong Afghan police force. The new date is sometime in 2009. At the same time, McNeil says Afghan leaders have to do more, deal with corruption, a growing drug trade, better governance throughout the country. McNeil used a sports metaphor to explain the challenges of Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He's like a coach with a poor bench of players.
If someone walks in and tells President Karzai, this governor you have in this particular province or this line minister is corrupt and not working very well, President Karzai turns to the bench, there's not a lot there.
McNeil says patience is required in Afghanistan. What would help beyond more soldiers, he says, is a covey of bureaucrats to better govern the country. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.